There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
We have Jay Skye here from the ARN News Centre. Jay, welcome to the programme.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Well, you're here to talk to us about some of the news stories that you've been covering today, one of which is an awareness campaign that was launched, and it features people who've experienced telephone fraud. So something has happened to them. They've decided to take part in this. Tell us a bit more about the campaign.
It's a campaign by Abu Dhabi Police. It features a series of videos with people sharing their real life stories about how they fell victim to phone fraud. It's a month-long campaign to inform the public on modern methods of fraud that involve the use of social media, text messages, occasionally phone calls that tell recipients that they've won cash, and in order for them to claim the money, they must first provide their bank details and some personal information. So many people have fallen victim to this that Abu Dhabi police have filmed a few of them talking about it in videos that you can see on our ARN News Centre app.
You get regular calls about things like this, don't you, from people saying you've won $500,000 or you've won $1 million. I've had loads of calls like this. It's a good way of raising awareness, though, filming people and asking them to share their experience, because it's very, it's a very human way of doing it. Is there any reason why Abu Dhabi police chose to ask victims to reveal why they fell for a scam online?
The police officials state that hearing it firsthand can be the most effective way to convince other members of the public to be more cautious of whom they hand their personal information over to. And after watching the videos, I couldn't agree more.
I think it's this sense that it's your peers explaining what's happened and how they got involved. It's probably a bit more effective than someone saying, don't be stupid, think about what you're doing. Hearing someone who you think, oh, well, that could have been me, that's just like me. I guess, I can see how it works. If someone that's experienced a problem is doing the video, it seems like it probably would be a bit more effective. Now, Jay, there's another story you've been following today, and this is from the Dubai Land Department. What's been happening there?
The DLD, they've begun using artificial intelligence to verify ijari contracts. They've only started this month. AI will be used to correctly match signatures on contracts with those already in the department database. It'll be able to detect fake companies with no documented headquarters on their commercial licenses. The reason behind this is to enforce governance and control over lease registration, and will be applied to all the registered lease contracts in the Ijari database, which is 2.5 million registered lease contracts.
It saves a good bit of time, that, though, doesn't it? If you can get machines to learn and to do that. Another story, I think Malcolm has been down at the QE2 today, if I'm not mistaken. Malcolm Taylor from the Business Breakfast relaunched today in Dubai. It's a very plush hotel spot these days. So what are the details of that, Jay?
The Queen Elizabeth II, or the QA2 as she's fondly been called, will be a hotel attraction in Dubai. It's permanently docked at Mina Rashid. They've worked very hard so the cruise liner stays true to its original form. It took 3 years and 2.7 million man hours to transform the vessel into the tourist attraction she is today. PCFC, part of the Dubai government's Ports, Customs and Free Zones Corporation, they manage the QE2 in Dubai. We spoke to Hamza Mustafa, their CEO, and he gave us more details.
We have restored the ship to her former glory. This is exactly what the ship was in 1969. We want you to get a sense of what it was like in 1969, especially in the UK. Now, different areas have been meticulously designed to detail to what it was. You know, we went back in the archives and saw pictures of what it was in 69, and we did that same design all over again. The Queen's Room, which is our main ballroom, is one of the most unique rooms that we have. This was an icon for 51 years. We've not recreated this. We've meticulously, very carefully restored it to exactly what it was.
It's going to offer 13 room and suite categories for guests. They're also planning to open 13 restaurants. 5 are open as of now, and one of which is their signature restaurant, the Queen's Grill. Hamza Mustafa tells us more about the Queen's Grill and the hotel rooms and suites.
We have tailor-made the meals and the menu to what was served in 1969. So when you have a meal in the restaurant, our menus are inspired by our 1969 menu, what the restaurant actually served. The cabins are true to the ship in a sense that these were the actual cabins. We have stayed true to the design, but we've modernized the cabins to give you modern amenities that you'd expect. We have two very famous suites on board that belong to the Queen and the Queen Mother. We've restored those suites to how it was when the Queen last stepped off the ship. I call that our celebrity suites.
Fun fact, back in the day, the Queen's Grill had a 2-year waiting list.
Wow.
So you could beat the list this time. I kind of like that, you know.
I like the idea of restoring something.
Yeah, if they've gone back to the original, because it is an I, you know, we use this word iconic all the time, but it is an iconic ship, isn't it? Used for cruises and obviously, you know, the Royal Connection, I suppose, as well. But I like the idea of maybe going to the Queen's Grill and then a stroll on deck and a tea after, perhaps.
I think as well, it's hard to understand the scale of it. It's so big.
It's huge.
Mm. So you can, I mean, if you drive, if you're ever in that end of town, you can see it from miles away because it's absolutely massive. So it'd be really interesting to go on there. I want to hear what Malcolm has to say about it all. So I think he's putting something together. For now though, Jay Sky from the Air and News Centre, thank you very much for joining
us. Welcome.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.